Mosquito Hawk.
Mosquito Hawk.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Snake Doctor?
Mm-mm.
Dragonfly?
Dragonfly, yes.
I've heard that.
I've heard of Dragonfly.
But that, would that be a later acquisition, more like a literary term, or?
I remember using the word Mosquito Hawk when I was
Mosquito Hawk
down here.
Okay.
Very definitely. I haven't used it very much since.
Okay.
Dragonfly, I probably wouldn't have used.
Okay.
Except for it in reading.
If you were talking about more than one wasp, you'd say you're talking about a swarm of
wasps.
Okay. The small insect that some are green and some are brown and they hop around in the grass.
Grasshoppers.
You ever heard that the other way around?
Comfy. How about that? Thank you. No, hopper grass?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't have
never heard
that.
Okay.
Sounds funny.
If you go into a house, sometimes up in the corner you'll see a
spider web.
Spider web. You ever call that anything else if it's inside?
No.
If it's across the ground in the morning, across in the grass, still a spider web?
Yeah, it would be. Mm-hmm.
Between two trees?
Yeah.
Okay. Underneath.
Limited vocabulary on that, but that's not what always called them.
You're establishing your clearly yourself clearly as a city boy.
I know.
The part of the tree that grows underground.
The trunk, I mean the roots of a tree.
Okay.
The roots of a tree.
And the kind that George Washington cut down.
Cherry tree.
And
I didn't cut down. But
never ask a historian. let me see. The kinds of, if you go walking in the woods, a kind of three-leaved thing that'll make your skin break out if you...
Oh, awful to me. Poison oak, I always call it, but poison ivy, I know is around. I used to always get that every single year. Poison oak.
Kind of berries you can get out in the woods.
Blackberries, blueberries, raspberries. But blackberries would be the most common.
Okay. And you might say some berries are good to eat, but others that if you get them, they'll make you sick and could even kill you. Those berries are
poisonous.
Okay. And if a married woman doesn't want to make up her mind, she says, "I have to ask my."
I have to ask my husband.
Okay, and the husband might say, "I have to ask my."
My wife.
Okay. You ever hear other names for?
Well, I have heard other names, but if you mean, do I use other names or?
Yeah.
I'll have to. We use the word the children use. I have to ask Mama.
Mm-hmm.
She'll say I have to ask Daddy.
Okay.
But now I don't know. I'm thinking back to my father and mother. They would just say I have to ask Mother. I have to ask Daddy.
Okay.
So,
okay. A woman who's lost her husband, that's called a
widow.
Okay. And what about if her husband has just sort of run out on her?
Yeah.
And she's
been deserted. Is that a grass widow?
Okay. That's interesting.
I'm not sure though.
How do you know that term? Is that just when
you're...
Well,
I've heard the term grass widow, but I wasn't too sure.
Okay.
She's a new widow, but not exactly a widow.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see. And then the normal terms you would use for your mother and father would be what you just said, Daddy and Mama.
That's right. I would have write Daddy and Mother. We always said to Mama.
We always said Mother instead of Mama.
Yeah. Children say Mama.
Okay.
But we always said Mother.
And then both together, your mother and your father are called your...